All right. Okay, so just to recap what we have here so far, we opened up with the Mishnah Daf Tzadi, where we said that every Jew has a Chelek Nolam Haba. We discussed the three kings and the four Yartis who don't have a Chelek Nolam Haba. We discussed the six people who are mentioned who don't have a Chelek Nolam Haba, people who say, who deny Tchias Mesim and a Torah, Torah and Shemaim, Abi Chorus, a person who's Karbis Harm Chitzonim, a person who's Lokash Alamaka, a person who is Hoga as Hashem El Siyasov. We went through some of the Makaris for. We started off with the idea of Mina Kenega Mina, because we said it's applicable that a person who denies Tchias Mesim and a Torah to lose his Chelek Nolam Haba. So we said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu works within Mida Keneg and Mida system. We brought a raya from the story with Elisha and the Melech Aram. We went through some of the Makaris for Tchias HaMesim and a Torah. We brought a number. One raya was from Aaron HaKohen, the fact that you're supposed to give him Truma. We talked about how you're not supposed to give Truma to a Kohen as an Am Haaretz. We talked about the number of conversations that these Tanam had and one Amara had with either the Tzedukim or the Minim or Cleopatra, discussing how the Makaris for Tchias HaMesim or similar things. Two of the prominent psukim that we quoted was the fact that Akash Boku says, like what we say in Shema, Asher Nishbash Hashem L'Avasechem L'Seis L'Hem, and we discussed, and we mentioned also, this pasuk Hincha Shochet, M'Avasech V'Kam, a number of people had that Makar. We discussed how it's, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to, if everyone decomposes, how it is that they come back to life. And we said, certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu can, of course, bring an offer back, bring it to life, if he could make a person who wasn't existent before come to life. And then we talked about all these responses between Kvib and Besisa. So first of all, we had the Min, who was very adamant that there's no such thing as Chias Mason in the Torah. There's no such thing as Chias Mason. And then these responses that we had, the conversations before Alexander's Mokdon, the claims that were made against the Jews, from the B'nai Afrinkaya, from the B'nai Mitzrayim, and from the B'nai Yishmol B'nai Keturah. Okay, so now we're going to pick up from four lines up from the bottom, Atzadi Aleph Amad Aleph. Okay, at the end of the line, Amr Lei Antoninus Larebi. So Antoninus says, now we have a number of conversations. I think it's something like four. I think it's four conversations between Rebbe and Antoninus. Guf and Hashem yicholun liftar atzman min adin. So the Guf and Hashem are able to excuse themselves from din. Ketzad? Guf omer, the body can say, neshama, and they change this to chata, which makes a little bit more sense. The neshama is the one that sins. Shamiyom shapir shamimeni, because from the day that that thing got away from me, separated from me, I've been behaving nicely like a silent stone in the grave. So Neshama says, and the soul says, Guf chata, no, it's the body that sinned. Shemiyom shepirashti mimenu, because the day that I got away from that body, Harini parachas ba'avrikat zibra, I'm flying around like a bird in the sky. So Amrlei, so that was Antoninus's, that's what Antoninus says to Rebbe. So Rebbe says back, he had a nice orchard. He had nice figs. Fig trees, figs. V'hoshev bo shnei shomrim, and he put two shomrim into the orchard. Echad chiger, one was a lame, v'echad sumim, one was blind. Amar lo chiger l'suma. So the lame shomer says to the blind shomer, Bechiras knows and he roe the parties. I see very nice figs in this orchard. So bo the harkiveni unaviim la'achlam. So come and let me ride on you, ride me, unaviim, and we'll bring them la'achlam to eat them. So rachav chiger al gabi suma. So the lame shimer rode on top of the suma shimer. Veviim va'achlam. They brought the fruit and they ate them. So liam a few days later, bo bal parties. So the owner of the orchard comes in. Amrlan says to them, Bechoros knows, where are the nice figs that used to be here? So Amar lo chiger, the chiger says, well, klum yishe raglayim lahalich ben, I don't have any feet to walk. Amar lo suma, the suma says, well, klum yishe naim leros, I don't have eyes to see. So ma'asa, what did he do? Here to chiger agabi suma, so he put the chiger on top of the suma, b'danosam ke'echan, and he judged them together. So avakash baruch, maybe neshama, v'zorek, v'zorek abagof, and he'll throw it into the body. V'danosam ke'echan, and he'll judge them like one. Shenemar yikra el shemai me'ol, ve'el ha'aretz Ladin Amo. So Yigal Shemayim Mi'al, he'll call to the Shemayim from above and to the land, Ladin Amo. So what does this mean? Yigal Shemayim Mi'al, Zu Neshama. That's referring to the Neshama. Bela Aretz, Ladin Amo, Ze Hagof. Okay. That's number one, Antoninus and Rabbi. Interestingly, there's a pshat that I saw from the Fei Tohar, who says that what's pshat with this whole neshama and guf thing. So he says the taina is that there's a din in Hilchos Shabbat called Shayim Shasua, right? If you have two people who do a malacha together, so the din is that you're potter, right? So if you have a laundry basket and two people shove it outside and they carry dalad amos brishos harabim, so then you're potter. So their taina was that it's Shayim Shasua, so they should be potter. So the answer back is that no, that's not how Shayim Shasua works. If it's a laundry basket which can be easily carried by one person, then in Akadami, Shayim Shasua renders each of the participants as potter. But if you have a sofa that I'm carrying out of my living room, so then if I need two people to carry it and two people carry it outside, so then we're both chayv, and that's what he's okay. Anyway, fine. So Amrle Antoninus Larevi. Fine. So Amrle Antoninus Larevi. Chama Yotza b'Mizrach b'Shokaz b'Mar. Why is it that the sun goes out in the east, meaning it sets out to go out on its way in the east, b'Shokaz b'Mar, and sets in the west? So the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. So why does it rise in the east and set in the west? So Amar Lehi, so Antoninus says back. So Rebbe says back to Antoninus, Yihav Ibcha, if it would work the opposite, Nami Hachi Yav Amrit, you'd also say the same thing. Why does it do that? So Amar Lehi says back to Hachi Yav Amrit, this is what I meant. This is what I mean. Why does it set in the west? What that seems to mean is that why does it bother setting? The way the Rashi explains it is that typically you go back to home base. So you don't start off at point A and end in point B. You start off at point A, you go towards point B, and then you come back home. So why doesn't it come back to where it started? Why does it set and go down there? And there's a couple of ways I am the Yadama of how to understand that Matzias that they were working. So Amrle, Kidei Litin Shalom Lakona. No, he has to go to the west. The sun has to go all the way to the west because we know that the Shekhinah is in the west. And so he has to give Shalom to the owner, meaning Takarish Baruch Hu. Shenemar Utzva Shemayim L'cha Meshtachim. They bow to you. So Amrle, so he says back, well then Betesia Pala Dorki. So why can't it just go up until halfway to the, through the sky, to the, you know, to what we'd call the zenith? Betitin Shama and give Shalom. Betail, okay, and then set. And then go away. Why does it have to go all the way down to the feet? Kilu going up all the way up to the feet of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, no, very positive. Because of the workers and the people traveling. Because what will happen? The workers will see that the sun gets halfway up, gets to the zenith point, and then they'll say, oh, look, so it's only halfway, it's only midday. So we have a whole other half of the day to do our work. So if the sun would suddenly set right there, they would be very confused. Okay. Fine. So that is the second conversation with Antoninus and Rebbe. Amrle Antoninus le Rebbe. So neshama me'emasai nitavarim. When is the neshama put into a person? Mishas pekida or mishas yitzchik. The way the Rashi explains this, mishas pekida means that there's a malach that's in charge of the tipa, and the malach takes the tipa to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and he says, "What's the story with this tipa? What are we going to do with this? Are we ready?" And so now the question is it at that point that Hakadosh Baruch Hu that we put the neshama is put into the tipa, or is it mishas yitzira, the time that the baby actually starts developing in utero? So amrle mishas yitzira, from the time that it starts developing. So amrle efshir chaticha shabbos, is it possible for a piece of meat omenes shloshi yom that can stand sit for 3 days below melech without salt, vein miseratus, without it going sour? Meaning, how can the tipa last for so long up until the point where the baby is developing and not have a neshama in it? So Ella Mishas Pekida. So it must be that it's Mishas Pekida, that it's from that moment that the Malach takes the teep and asks Rabbanu Shalom, so that's what it is. Amar Rebbe, Davrzel Limadni Antoninus. This thing Antoninus Tommy, who make a Messiah, in fact, he's got a Pasuk to support him. Shenemar, the Pasuk in Eof says, Uf Kudascha Shamaruchi. Literally, Uf Kudascha is your laws, right? Your laws, Shamaruchi, guarded my spirit. So in this case, the play is that it's the Pekida. It's from the time of the Bekida that the Ruach is Nishma. Okay. Number four. Amr Le Antoninus Larebi. Me'emasai Yitzhar Har Shalom Be'adam. From which point is the Yitzhar Hara reigning in a person? Mishas Yitzira or Mishas Yitzira? From the time that it formation of the baby, or is it from the time that the baby is at that point when it's exiting the mother's womb? So Amalei Mishat Sitzira, from the time of that of its formation. So Amalei, so it says back in Cain, Boit b'mei imo v'yotze. So then, why doesn't the Yetzirah just compel the baby to kick and leave the mother? Okay, so what does that mean? So there's a pshat in the Maharal that the purpose of the Yetzirah, what the Yetzirah, the way that the Yetzirah operates, is that it compels people to behave shelo kaseder, that they do things that they're not supposed to be doing, and therefore, for a baby that's in utero, the thing that will be compelling to do that's shelo kaseder, that's not the way that things are supposed to go, is by compelling it to leave the mother. Okay. Right, so Ella must be Mishas Yitzi, must be from the time that it exits. So Amar Rebbe, Tavrezel Leman Yatnias, this thing in Atinis Tommy, Mikro Messiah, has got a pasuk, Shnemar La Pesach, Chatas Rovetz. Right, that La Pesach, by the entrance, Chatas Rovetz. Chatas, Chet, sin is crouching. Okay, meaning by the entrance, that's from the exit.
What about the story of Yaakov and Esau?
Yeah, that's a blinner, we'll talk about it. It's a good one. So they talk about it. Rish Lakish, Rami. Okay, so now we have these four steers in the Pesukim. And I gave you the Pesukim just so you could see them in front of you. Rish Lakish, Rami, raised the following issue. Ksiv, on the one hand, it writes in the Pesukim in Yirmiyah, Bum, Iver, Upiseach, Harav, Yoledeseach. Now, if you take a look at the folder Pesukim, you'll get a little bit of a better sense of what's going on. So if you take a look at the Pesukim, it says, Hinani, maybe, either on the side of your Gemara or in the, whatever you want, Hinani, maybe, so the Pesukim in Yirmiyah, Lama, Da'ala. It says, Hinani maybe osam me'eretz sevan gold, I'm bringing them from the northern land. V'kibatz de miyarkas eretz, I gather them from the corners of the earth. Bam, iver, upiseach. Among them are the blind person, upiseach, the lame person. Hara, a person who's pregnant. Violetus, a person who's just given birth. Yachtav all together, ka'al gadol yeshuvein. This is talking about bimos ha-mashiach. So the question is, so it seems like from this pasuk that we got all kinds of lame people with all kinds of mumen in the mix. But then we have the Pasuk in Yeshaya. Siv in the Pasuk in Yeshaya Lamed Hei, writes, if you take a look at the following Pasuk, Oz Yedalek Ka'ayol, then, meaning again, Bimos Mashiach, then Yedalek Bimos Tchias Mesim, then Yedalek Ka'ayol, he will skip around like a hart, right, like the animal, the hart, Piseach, so Oz Yedalek Ka'ayol Piseach, the Piseach, the one who's lame will skip around like a hart, V'taron Lishon Ilaim, and the tongue of an Ilaim will taron, will sing, Ki nivku ba midbar mayim, for water cracked in the desert, nechalim ba arava, and streams in the arava, in the plains. So now, on the one hand, we have the pasuk in Yirmiyah that sounds like there are mumen at the times of Tchias Mitzvah. On the other hand, we have the pasuk in Yeshaya that sounds like these people don't have mumen anymore. So what's going on? So again, Rish Lakish, Rami, he raised the following issue. Ksiv, bami veri piseach, harav yoledes yachta. Uksiv, and the pasuk in Yeshaya writes, az yizdalei kayol piseach, V'taron l'shon ilay, ki nivku b'amid ramayim u'nechalim b'arava, ha'ketzen ha'at ha'pasvus, omdin b'mumon b'srapin. So Teretz is very pashit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to revive them as they are in the moment, then he's going to heal them. Okay. Two. Ula, Rami, he raised the following issue. Ksiv, in the Pasuk in Yeshaya writes, Bila ha'mavis l'netzach, death will be swallowed up for eternity. U'macha Hashem dim'a, mi'alkop ha'dim, and Hashem will wipe away the tear from on all faces. Okay, so that's one pasuk in Yeshaya. The other pasuk in Yeshaya says, so Ksiv, you got to see the whole pasuk for this. The pasuk writes in Yeshaya Samach Hey, Lo Yihia, we don't quite have it the way, the Gemara has it presents a little bit different than the way we have it in Pesachin. Lo Yihia Misham Od Ulgamin, Vizakin, Asher Lo Yimalei Samach. There will not be any person, young or old, whose days were not filled. Ki Hana'ar Ben Meyo Shana Yimus, for a person who's 100, who dies will be a na'ar. Ki hanar ben meyashana yimos, meaning a person who's 100 who dies will be considered a na'ar, a young person. Va'achote ben meyashana yukula. Okay, but what's the point? It seems to be over here, so now that's the question. Is death going to be terminated, or is it not going to be terminated? So from the first pasuk that we brought in Yeshaya Chaf Hey, it seems like bilach mavos ha'netzach, the death will be swallowed up. On the other hand, this other pasuk sounds like people are going to get really, really old, but death isn't going to be terminated. So again, Ula Rami, Kesiv, Bila Hamavas Anetzach, Umach Hashem Demame Al Kopanim. Uksiv, and the other pasuk is Kianar Ben Meir Shana Yemus, Lo Yesh Misham Ol Uyamim. Okay, so now what do you do? So Lo Kash, Kan Be Yisrael, Kan Bov the Kuchavim. Oh, one's for Jews, one's for Goyim. So in fact, the Gemara, Bov the Kuchavim, Bo Has, what are Goyim doing over there? And this is, of course, one of the riots. So Hanach, Dechsiv, Behu, Ve'amdu, Zarim, the road sometime. Ubnei nechar ikarechem v'karmechem, that the zarm will get up, and they will shepherd your sheep. Ubnei nechar ikarechem will be your farmers, ukarmechem and your vineyard people. So you're gonna, the guy will be there. They're gonna be doing all your avodah, but they're gonna be there. Okay. Rav Chisda, Rami, he raised the following issue. Ksiv, he raised the following issue. V'chafra, it says in the pasuk, V'chafra levana, the moon will be degraded. Uboshacham, and the sun will be embarrassed. Kimela, kimalach Hashem tzvakos, because for Hashem rain. Okay. Uksiv, another pasuk writes V'haya or halavana ko'or hachama, that the light of the moon will be like the light of the sun. V'or hachama yishav asayim ko'or shavas hayimim. And the light of the sun will be seven times what it was by Shivas May Precious. So what happened here? Is it that the sun and the moon, that they are not so luminous at the times of Tchias HaMeisim, and therefore it's V'chafra Alavana Bosh Al-Chama? Or is it that the sun and the moon are very luminous, and that's it's seven times what it was before? So, lo kash. Kan Mos Mashiach, kan Olam Haba. Okay. Ul the Amar in Bein Olam Hazel, the Mos Mashiach, El Shibon Malchus Bavad. Well, the only difference is Shibon Malchus, not this other stuff. So, Lokasha. How are you going to answer it up? Lokasha. Kan B'machane Tzadikim, Kan B'machane Shechina. When you're in the Machane Shechina, when the sun and moon are in the presence of Machane Shechina, so then they're degraded, because the glory, the glow of the Shechina will be so overwhelming. Okay. Rava Rami, Kesiv, it says in the Pasuk in Hazinu, you got to see the fuller Pasuk over here says, Ru ataki ani anihu ve'en elokim imadi ani amis ra'achaya, I put the death and bring it to life, machatzdi, I hurt, I wound, ve'ani arpa, and I heal, ve'en miyadi matzel. So what's the steep? So Rava Rami, he raised the following issue. Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk in Hazinu, ani amis ra'achaya, I put the death and I bring it to life. Ksiv in the Pasuk also says, machatzdi v'ani arpa, and I hit, and I heal. So, what's the issue over here? So, the issue is that, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu healing them as they are? In other words, am I going to bring them back to life just like they were when I put them to death? Or am I going to heal them? So, on the one hand, it sounds like it's amis v'cheh, I will put them to death, and then I'll revive them just as they were when I put them into the ground, right? Right when I kill them. On the other hand, it says, machatzdi v'ani arpa. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mash ani meimis ani mechai. I'll bring to life the Hadar Mashu Machatzdi on the earth. And that's why the Pasuk reads so beautifully. And then the Hemshech, of course, is that I will cure whatever is hit. Okay. Tanya, Omer of Meir, Minayin Latchias Hamesim Minatar, Shenemar, Oz Yashir Moshe, Uvene Yisrael Asa Shira Zaz.
I think you skipped.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. Tan Rabban. Right, a couple hundred points. Tan Rabban, Ani Amitzvech, yeah. Yachol should he misa be'echad v'chaim be'echad k'derach shalom noeg. So you would say, right, the simple understanding of the pasuk is that a kashbuch says, I kill people and I bring people to life and I injure people and I cure people. It's not necessarily talking about the same person. It's talking about different people. So therefore, if that's the case, ani amis v'chaim yachol I would think should he misa be'echad. The misa is talking about one person. I kill people. V'chaim be'echad, and chaim is referring to a different person. G'dach shalom noeg, just like the world runs, right? Some people live, some people die. So tamalomar, but then that's why the Hemshech Pasuk is machatzdi v'nerpa. I injure and I heal. Ma mechitza refuah be'echa. Just like in order to cure somebody, it has to be somebody who was hurt before. So af misa v'chaim be'echa. Those two read together. Mikan tshuva lo omen ein tchias misa minatam. So here you have a tshuva to those who say tchias misa minatam. Okay. Okay. Tanya. Omer Rav Meir. Minayin lo tchias misa minatam. So, Lahashem Shar Lo Nemar doesn't say that he sang to Hashem. It says then Moshe will sing. Ella Yashir, he will sing. So, Mikan Tchias Hamesim Minatar. Okay, right, an Ayin Rashi over there in the pasuk. Okay, Yotzei Bedavrat Omer Oz Yivne Yoshua Mizbeach Hashem. But this is done by after the battle of Ai. Right, so then Yeshua would build a Mizbeach Hashem. So Bana Lo Nemar doesn't say that he built a Mizbeach. Ela Yidne, so Mikan L'Tchias HaMeisim Minatar. Okay, so Ela Miata, but if that's the case, when the Pasuk says, right, the Hadad Pasuk can go by Shlomo Melech, it says that he had a ton of wives, and then it says, the Pasuk, as we always say, it says that he worshipped Avodah Zarah. obviously it doesn't mean that, but it says it's we treat it as though he did. So why does the pasuk say, "Oz yivneh Shlomo bama lichmosh shikutz Moab"? Then Shlomo would build a bama to chmosh. That's the name of the ketchka. Shikutz Moab, the abomination of Moab. So why? So you're going to tell me that that also means for Tchias Amesim time? So the Gemara says, so often after the yivneh, that's what it means that he's going to build it. So that it's the pasuk is treating it as though he did. Okay, fine. Amar Rav Yishuv ben Levi, minayin l'tchias ha-meisim natar, shenemar, ashrei yoshvei veisecha, od yehalelucha sela. What does it mean? So, od, they will continually, yehalelucha sela, they will praise you. So, meaning what? Yehilelucha lo nemar, it doesn't say that they did praise you, ela yehalelucha, they will praise you. So, mikan l'tchias ha-meisim natar. Amar Rav Yishuv ben Levi, kol omer shira ba'ol mazeh, Zocha va'omer l'olam haba. Anybody who sings Shira in this world will be Zocha to say it in Olam haba. Shenemar, Ashrei Yoshvei Vesecha, Od Yehalelucha Sela. So what does that mean? So Ashrei Yoshvei Vesecha, praiseworthy is the people who dwell in your house and learn Torah, or your house referring to the Beis Hamikdash, and sing Shira. But Ashrei Yoshvei Vesecha, praiseworthy the people who sit in your house and learn Torah, so they're singing the Torah, singing the song of Torah. Oh, Yehalucha Sela, they will sing to you, Balam Abba. Amr Chibar Abba, Amr Yochanan. Binan Lethias Mesim in the Torah. Shenemar, the Pasuk in Yeshaya says, Kol Tzofayach, the voice, the sound of your Tzofim, of your Nevi'im, Nasu Kol, they raise their voice, Yachdav Yiran, they will sing together. Rininu Lonemar, it doesn't say that they did sing, Ella, or sing praise, Ella, Yiranan, only that they will. So we can put Chias Amesim minatar. V'amr Chia Bar Ava, Amr V'yochanan, Asidim kol the Nevi'im kulun lomar shira b'kol echad. They're all going to sing in unison. Sh'nemar kol tzofayich natsu kol yachdav yiranim. Okay. Are we good so far? So Amr V'yud Amr Rav. Kol amaneh halacha mipi Talmud, any person who deprives a Talmud of halacha, of learning. So ki'ilu goyz loy min nachlas avos. So it's as though he stole from the Yerusha of his father. Shenemar Torah Tzivolanu Moshe Morasha Kihilas Yaakov Morasha Hila Kol Yisrael. It's a Yerusha. It's an inheritance for all Kol Yisrael Misheshes Yimei Breishes. And therefore, a Rebbe has no right to deprive his Talmud of Torah. Okay. Amr of Chana Bar Bizna Amr of Shimon Chasida Kol Amoneh Halacha Mipi Talmud. Any person who deprives their Talmud of Halacha of Torah Afilu Ubrin Shivamei Iman Makala Naso. Even the fetuses in the wombs of their mothers. Curse him. Shenemar, as the Pasuk in Mishlei says, Moneya Bar, a person who withholds Bar, Yikvuhu Laom. The Laom will curse him. So now, Ve'en Laom, Ela Ubrin. Laom is, I was referring to Ubrin. Shenemar, Laom Mil Om Yamat. So we see it's in the context of fetuses. Ve'en Kabo, and the word Kava is Ela Klal. That's a term for Klal. Shenemar, Ma'akov. Right by Bilam, where he says, Ma'akov, what could I possibly curse them? How could I possibly curse them? Lokav Kel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has not cursed them. The Ein Bar, and then when the Pasuk says, Moneh Bar, right, so what's Bar? Ein Bar, Ela Torah. Shenemar Nashku Bar, Pen Yana. So the Pasuk is saying, any Rebbe who deprives his Rebbe, who neglects his Talmud, who deprives his Talmud of Torah, so the Ubrin may even curse them. So the Shaila is, what exactly does that mean? So the Sanhedrin Ketan has a Gevaldik of Shabbos. Sanhedrin Ketana says, it's based on the Gemara and Nida, right? The Gemara and Nida says that the Malach teaches, what is it, Daf Lamed, where the Malach teaches all the fetuses Torah, and then he hits the baby on the mouth, and he forgets all the Torah. So it affects everybody the Gasha, so why'd you bother wasting time to teach him all the whole Torah? So the answer is, very pashut, because once the Torah is put into his bloodstream, it's easier to recall it later on in life when he sits down to learn. So says the Sanhedrin Ketana, that's the Pshat in this Gemara. Because if the kid comes out of the stomach and goes and learns all that Torah, so then it turns out that it wasn't a waste of time when he was in his mother's stomach. But if the Rebbe deprives him of all that Torah, so then it was Chaval al-Azman when the baby was in utero learning all that Torah. Okay.
Anyway, what's the
Pasuk
of Nashku Bar?
Oh, Nashku, it's a lashon of yearning or nourishing, right? Yeshku Nashku Bar, the purity will... They will yearn purity. Penyarv, lest you should get angry. But obviously, we're understanding that barring that pasuk means time.
When we're talking about Shlomo, Azivna, you know, Bama, Le, Kmosh, what was the answer?
What do you mean? Oh, meaning that it's key. We put it in the future tense to put it as though he was going to do that, that he did do that. But in a Khamri, doesn't really mean that.
So he didn't actually do it.
Right. Okay. I mean, it's... Okay. Ula, okay, we're going to... Yeah. Ula Barit Yishmal. Omer, Menachmanos Okikvar. So what do we do to this Rebbe who deprives his Talmidim of Tyra? We puncture him like a kvar, like a sieve. Kesiv hacha yikvuhu la'om. Uksiv hasam vayikov chor v'dalto. So you see that this term, yikvu la'om, right, the la'om, they puncture him. Uksiv hasam vayikov chor v'dalto. So vayikov is lashon of puncturing. But Rabbi says, no, ki uchla dektar. You don't puncture him like a kvara, you puncture him like an uchla de ketzari. And ketzari are the launderers, right, like in the 17th parak of Shabbos. And uchla is... It literally means a basket. It was this perforated or punctured thing with lots and lots of holes in it that they kind of used like a shower head to put all the water to feed it through in order to wash their clothes. Okay, fine. The im lindo maskar. So let's say the Rebbe did actually do what he's supposed to do and teach Torah to his Talmud. So Amrav Amrav Sheshes Zocha Lebrachos Ki Yosef Shenemar Ubracha Lerosh Mashbir Lein Mashbir Li Yosef. So brach goes l'rosh mashbir. So mashbir is a lashon of a sustainer, right? One who sustains. Vein mashbir l'yosef. Shenem Rabbi Yosef hu hashalit al ha'aretz hu hamashbir l'kol ha'aretz. He's the person who sustains everybody. So the same way that the Rebbe sustains your neshama with Tyra, so he's entitled to the brachos for Yosef who sustained everyone with bread. Okay. Amar sheshes kol ha'malam yitor v'olam atzeh zoch ha'malam da l'olam haba. Shenemar umarve gam hu yore. The person who marve, like a lashon, so kasu revaya is like a lashon of intoxication. Here it means like a lashon of satiation. Umarve, a person who satiates others, gam hu yore. He too will be sated. In other words, if he teaches other people Torah, zochem lam lo olam. Okay. Amarav, minayin letchia sameis min Torah, shenemar yechi ruvein ve'al yamus. So it seems a little bit superfluous. So Yechi Ruvain Balmazah Vayamus Lolam Haba. Ravina Amar Mehach, he says from here. The Rabim Miyashene Adama Afar Yakitsu. Right, many from those who are sleeping in the ground, they will awaken. They will awaken. Eila Lachaya Olam, the Eila Lacharafos Lidiron Olam. And these ones, Lacharafos, Lacharafos like to be Mechaif, to a cursed Lidiron to a degraded Olam, to a degraded world. So some will be for Chay Olam, some will come up to go l'chayolim, some meaning for Yom Adin, and some for their own charafos. Okay. Rav Ashi Amar Mehacha, Ve'ata Leich Laketz. So these are the psukim right at the end of Daniel. It says Ve'ata Leich Laketz V'Sanuach V'Sa'amul L'Garacha Laketz Hayimin. So what does that pasuk mean? Ve'ata and you Leich Laketz V'Sanuach and you will rest V'Sa'amul and you'll get up L'Garacha Laketz Hayimin. What's Ketz Hayimin? So Rashi explains this based on the pasuk in Eicha. The pasuk says Heishav Achari Mino, right? That Akash Baruch Hu, the way that he interacts with us in the Galus is with his right hand behind him. In other words, not with a direct relationship. So this is a reference to the Geula that ultimately locates Hayimin. That'll be at the end where Akash Baruch Hu is interacting us with his right hand. Okay, but that's the point. Tanuach, you'll rest. V'tamad you'll get up. Okay. Now we have 14 statements from Rebbe Lazar. Amar Rav Elazar, Kol Parnes Shemanik Es Atzibor Benachas Zochem Manik LaOlam Haba.
Why are we quoting 14 statements from Rav Elazar?
Why not?
Yeah. I mean, did we quote something from before?
No, obviously. Okay, first we're going to introduce Rav Elazar because he's going to say something that's relevant to our topic, and then once we bring them up, we're going to say some other things also. Okay, but in fact, the first you'll see the first point is very related, and I mean the other points are also they're very insensitive. So Amar Rav Elazar, Kol Parnes Shemanik Es Hatzibor Benachas Zoch Manhigam LaOlam Haba Shenemar Ki Merachamam Yinahagim. One who has mercy on them, right? Yinahagim will lead them. Ve'al Mabui Mayim, and by the streams of the water Yinahalim, he will guide them. We'll talk more about this kind of metaphor in a couple of times. Okay. So Va'amar Rav Elazar Gedola Deya Shenitna Bein Shtei Osios. So Deah is great for this in between two Isis. Which two Isis? Shenemar ki kel Deos Hashem. Meaning Os is referring to the Shemos Hashem. So Deos is sandwiched in between Kel and Hashem. Okay. Vamar Vlazer number three. Gadol Mikdash Anitan Bein Shtei Osios. So Mikdash is great because it's in between two Shemos Hashem. Pa'alta Hashem Mikdash Hashem Konanu Yodecha. So you made the Mikdash Hashem Konanu Yodecha. So again, it's a sin. It's sandwiched. Mask of Lord of Adabar of Karkana. Elamiata, but if that's the case, Gadol and Nekama Shnitna Bein Shtei Osios. So Nekama also is in between, sandwiched in between Shemos Hashem. It says, Kel Nekama Hashem, Kel Nekamos Hofia. Now, Hofia is like a Lashon of to appear. So, Kel Nekamos Hashem, Kel Nekamos, Hofia. So, Amalei, Lemilse, Hakanami. No, and Hakanami, for that purpose, for his purposes, for that purpose, it is like that. Meaning what? Kedula. Each one as per it relates. The Amr Ula, Shtei Hofios, Halalo Lama. Why are there two Hofios? What does that mean? What Rashi explains is when it says, Kel Nekamos Hashem, Kel Nekamos, Hofia, the word Hofia goes back on each phrase. Kel Nekamos Hashem, Kel Nekamos. So, why it's going back in each of the two nekamos. So achas lemidatova, achas lemidas pranis. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu, it's talking about reward and punishment. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu will punish those who are bad, and will reward the Jews, punish the other kachavim, and will reward the Jews plucking out of the nations. Okay, number four. Amar Rav Elazar, kol adam sheyesh bo deya kiilu nivna beis hamikdash biyamav. Shazeh.
I didn't understand the answer.
What do you mean?
Why is that so?
Because in other words, it is a good thing. In other words, the fact that Akash Baruch Hu operates this world in a reward and punishment system, and that's why Nekamos is appropriate. In other words, Nekamos is just a measure, right? The response with Akash Baruch Hu, okay, in the form of punishment or in the form of reward. Okay. Vam Rav Elazar, kol adam sheyesh bo deya, ki ilu nivna beis hamikdash biyamav, shezen itan bein shtei osios. There's anything bein shtei osios. If you put the two together, right, we said that what day is sandwiched in between two shemes Hashem, and basically make this a sandwich. Okay. Amr Lazar number five, kol adam sheyesh bo deya, l'sof mis asher. Person has deya, he'll become wealthy. Shenemar, ubedas, and through knowledge, chadarim yimalu kolhon yakar v'nayim. That the rooms will be filled with kolhon, all treasures, yakar, precious, and even pleasant. Okay. Amar Lazar number six, kol adam she'in bo deya, asr l'rachem olav. It's forbidden to have mercy on a person who has no deya. Shenemar ayin marsham. Shenemar ki lo am pinos hu, al kein lo yirachmenu oseyu, yotzro lo yichonenu. Ki lo am pinos hu, for he's not an am pinos, al kein lo yirachmenu oseyu. Therefore his maker will not have pity on them, yotzro lo yichonenu. And his former will not desire. Va'amr of Elazar number 7. Kol anosim pita lami she'ein bo deya. Any person who gives bread to a person who doesn't have deya, yisurin ba'an Allah. Yisurin come to Shnemer lachmecha, yasimu mazur tachtecha, ein tibuna bo. What does that mean? Mazur is like a lashon of a wound. But we'll see what it means. Ve'ein mazur el yisurin. It's referring to yisurin. So yasimu mazur tachtecha, ein tibuna bo. Meaning your bread, which you gave to somebody who didn't deserve it, yasimu mazur tachtecha, well, they will put a wound beneath you, meaning the servant, and tivuna bo, because there was no tivuna in the person to whom you gave the bread. El Yisrael Shnemar, and where do you see the Mazar? El Yisrael Shnemar, Vayar Ephraim, as Cholyo, Yehuda, as Mizora. Okay, fine. Va'amr v'lazer, kol adam she'in bodeya, l'sof gola, will ultimately be put into exile. Shnemar, l'chein gola ami, that therefore my nation was exiled, he would exile my nation, mibli das, and the way they were interpreting the pasuk, for they were without das. The Amar Rav Elazar number 9, kol bayis she'ein devei Torah nishman bo b'layla, any house that doesn't have Torah heard in it by night, eish ochlaso, a fire will consume it. Shenemar kochoshech tamon litzvanav, ta'achleyu eish bonupach, yeira sarid ba'ahala. What does this mean? Let's just break it up. Kochoshech tamon litzvanav, each night, that's Tamun Litzvunav, that's hidden from its Tzvunav, meaning from the Tzvuni Torah, in other words, that is absent of Torah, Tachlehu Eish Lonupach, a fire that's Lonupach will conceal them. What's a fire that's Lonupach? Nupach, like a lashon of blowing, meaning a fire that doesn't require any fanning to get it going. Which fire is there that doesn't require any fanning to get it going? Gehenim. Tachlehu Eish Lonupach. Yeira Sarid Ba'aholo. So, Sarid is like a remnant. Yeira, like a bad thing, misfortune. Yeira sarid ba'alo. So misfortune will befall the person in that tent. Ein Sirid al Tamil Chacham, the Sirid is referring to Tamil Chacham, Shneimar, Ubasiridim, Asher Hashem, Koren. So, interestingly, out of all the statements that we had so far, most of them don't have little letters sending you to Shulchan Aruch. However, this one does. And that's what's particularly referring to. This one, if you look, it's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, Halacha L'maisa, that there's a halacha. Kol Ba'i She'in the return of Shmom Ba'layla, Eishol Chalasa. So it's, yeah. It's advertisement for night saving. All right.
You have.
So Enochan, it's a good time. What does that mean? So obviously, I don't think it means, could mean at the house, but I think what it means is the value of learning Torah right now. But Enochan, maybe that's what it means. So, yeah, for all the Memorial Day weekend people, right, that there was probably learning in the Shiur at the barbecues. Yeah.
There's a, what's it called, there's a called other.
All right, Nachbas.
That goes into that thing.
Yeah, beautiful. Okay. Oh, that time how they change it.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. Okay. Is that how it's brought down on halacha? I remember
the
basic thing.
And then it's Nishman the basic.
So look, you're
near at it's Tzarech Lomar.
Yeah, all right.
They're saying
it's probably a good idea to learn what
Lomar. Put it on the sign next year.
we're enforcing a night set in each person's house. Yeah. Okay. So Va'amar of Elazar, Kol She'ena Mahana Tamid Chacham Min Chatzav. Any person who doesn't benefit Tamid Chacham from his property, Ena Rosim and Bracha La'Ola. Shneimar In Sarid La'Achlo. Al Kain Lo Yachil Tuvo. In Sarid La'Achlo, there's no remnant of his food, right? Al Kain Lo Yachil Tuvo. Therefore, he will not attain his good. In Sarid Al Tamid Chacham. It's referring to the Tamid Chacham in this case. So In Sarid La'Achlo, meaning his food did not go to the Tamid Chachamim, Al Kain Lo Yechil Tuvo. Therefore, he will not achieve, he will not attain any goodness. Insert El Tamid Chachamim, Shneimar Basridim, Asher Hashem Koren. Okay. The Amar Rabbi Lazar, number 11. Kol She'enu Meshayer Pas Al Shulchano, the person who doesn't leave over bread on his table, in a row, Simen Bracha Le'ola, will not see Simen Bracha, Shneimar Insert Le'achlo, Al Kain Lo Yechil Tuvo. Va'amar v'lazer, but didn't Rav Elazar say kol mashar pitisim al shulchan? If a person does leave over breadcrumbs on his table, kilo of avodah zarah. So those worshiping avodah zarah, shenemar ha'orchim l'gad shulchan. Those who arrange a table for God. God is meaning the avodah zarah God. V'hamamalim l'meni mimsach. Meni is also another avodah zarah. V'hamamalim l'meni mimsach. Those who fill up a kos for mimsach, like a lashon of nisachim. V'hamamalim l'meni. Those who fill up kosos of nisachim for meni. So it doesn't sound like it's a good thing. So lo kasha. Hadiika shlema bahadei, hadaleika shlema bahadei. Depends if there's a shalom along with it. So if your meal's over and you go out of your way, and you have breadcrumbs on your table anyway, and then you go out of your way into the kitchen and you pull out another full shalom loaf of bread, so it seems like you're doing it for avodah zarah. Mashenkin, if it's little pieces of bread, so then that's okay. Agav, this halach is also brought down halach in Shulchan Aruch by Kufayin Ches, by Loch Zchuk Tzarakom. It talks about different things that they used to do. And one of these things is like this, and that's what they talk about. By Bris Milos, that's where there's a lot of talk among the poskim for the Vachnacht, right, where they stay the night before, they put food on the table, and they say, okay, all right, whatever. Anyway, fine. So, Vamar Rav Elazar, number 12, Kol Machla B'dibur, any person who finagles his words, who obscures his words, Kilu Ovid Avodah Zarah, it's as though he's worshipping Avodah Zarah, Kisiv Hacha, Rashi says it's like strickle, like politicians. It's like a person. Rashi says Mashana Bidiburo Shelo Yehinikar. He specifically obscures his words so that you can't really tell or you can't pin him down on anything. Yeah, basically. Kilo Vedavar Zark Siv Hachava Yisi Beinav Kimatatea. Albina Zai is like a mitatea. With a test is with like the Gemara Megillah, like a broom. Mitatea over here is like a deceiver. Uksiv hasam with a tuff, right? Uksiv and also with an iron. Uksiv hasam hevel hema maase tatuim. They are hevel. They are maase tatuim, and that's referring to avodah zarah. V'amar v'lazer number 13. Kol mistaka be'erva. Any person who is mistaka be'erva kishso min eres. He loses the ability, the vigor necessary to have children. He loses the koach of his eved. Shne'emar. The pasuk says erya teor kashdecha erya, referring to a lashon of the erva. By being mistakel, but erva teor kashdach, your keshes will shake and not be able to have come. Vamar of Elazar, Le'olam number 14, Le'olam havi kabel, be in honor of Rashi says, be unassuming, be humble, the kayin, and live long. Amar Reb Zera, Athanit Dami Tanina, Bayis Eifel, Ein Poskin Lo Chalonos, Liros Nik'o. Shmaimina, that in a dark house, we do not open up the windows in order to see the nega. What does that mean? So we know that there's a halacha that in order to declare something a nega, it's not just that it has to be present on the house, a kohen has to be able to see it and declare a nega. And so that's what he's saying, that just keep the house dark. In other words, that's mahalach, to keep things dark. To keep things dark, keep it dark, keep it unassuming and reserved. Okay, fine. I think we'll hold here. This is probably a good stop. Okay.
Fine. Oh, and
apparently, literally, that's what